which is not what I gain, is what I could give, whether they give me time to give a lecture. What happened over there? Am I giving or am I taking? How these two works? More than that, is to understand that not thinking about my benefit will let me free to think about the other subjects. Anyhow, all this complicating stuff arrived in a place that Rumi said, okay, I arrived somewhere that I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know how to explain it. Because there are some speaking that comes from nowhere. Somehow from within, something comes out. Indeed, these matters of heresy are substitute for sight. They are not for him who is present, for him who is absent. Because when we talk about the absence of the presence of a human being, is the subject that we want to talk about. Today, now, we start to... Are you still listening or you want to go home? Okay. Tonight we start from this next phase. Next phase is the answer of the prophet to these objections. Okay? You, read it.
O Mustafa, on whom be peace, answered the objector. When that Arab carried disputation beyond bounds, in the presence of sweet-tempered Mustafa, that king of Walnyaj and that sultan of Abbas bit his lip and said to the silly prater, enough! He was putting his hand on his mouth to prevent him. How long will thou speak in the presence of one who knows the occult? You have brought dry odour to one endowed with vision, saying, buy this instead of a musk bag.
Okay, are you listening? Have you noticed that the way of Rumi thinking in book 1 and 2 was so delicate and everything, blah, blah, blah. Here, finished. Now we are really in business. First of all, we say, listen, you are like a stupid asshole who is bringing bullshit to the master. Why do you do that? And honestly, this is what it is that, why are you here? Why are you listening to Masnavi? Do you want to prove something and do something, or you want to learn something? Because normally it doesn't work because of this, that the people, they want to learn, but at the same time, they have some arguments. The arguments that starts from nowhere and goes nowhere. It's just the argument. And they think it works, because normally in the school, okay, they fight with each other for this subject and the other one. At a level, there is no confusion here. The silly people, of course, they are here. Their obedience is what you see. But all of this is working for something else. There are some few that in this process, they start and learn. Therefore, here he wants to start the story. The story goes like this, that the guy will say something, then will say something again and again. First time, he doesn't say, shut up, no. He should repeat, then the prophet should say, hey, listen, stop it. Don't do it, don't do this to yourself. Yes?
Oh, you of stinking brain and stinking marrow, you place a camel's dung beneath your nose and say it, oh, delicious.
Yeah. You're like this, that you pick up a piece of shit and say, and it's delicious to you. So what should we do? You don't have the taste, you don't understand, and you don't zip it. So you're the troublemaker, aren't you? Yes?
Oh, squinting crazy fool, thou hast exclaimed in delight, oh, oh, that bad wares may find a ready sale, and that thou mayest deceive thy pure organ of smell, that which pastures in the celestial rose garden. Though his forbearance has feigned to be stupid, one must know oneself a little.
Read it again, please.
Though his forbearance has feigned to be stupid, one must know oneself a little.
The point is, the only fellow that you should really understand is you. You know what is amazing? That you don't know it. You think that you know what's going on in you. You don't. No, the problem is you. That's it. Correct yourself. You're perfect. Yes.
If tonight the mouth of the cooking pot is left open, yet the cat must have discretion.
This is very difficult for you to even understand, because for you, cat is the pet. Drew's time, cat is not the pet. Cat is the cat. Cat doesn't give a damn about other animals at all. Cat is the animal who tamed human being and will do whatever it pleases. In Rumi's time, when you say the cat, means the thief. Because the main important stuff in your house is a piece of meat, and the cat is ready for it, always. So, the cat and catty in Rumi's time is like that. But here, he will take it to the best exaggerations in that language, that you are the silly one, you are that stupid one who is doing this stupid stuff. Let's say that I didn't cover this pot of meat, but you as a pet that is always here should behave a little bit, control yourself. Yes.
If that glorious one has feigned to be asleep, he is really very much awake. Do not carry off his turban. How long, O contumacious man, devoted of excellent, will thou utter these devil's enchantment in the presence of God's elect one? This company have 100,000 forbearances, every one of which is as 100 mountains. Their forbearance makes a fool of the wary and causes the keen-witted man with 100 eyes to lose his way. Their forbearance, like fine choice wine, mounts by 9 degrees up to the brain.
Okay, what's up? Forget our stories. It stops. Something else happened. This explanation. You noticed up to here. He was saying that, yeah, there are these stupid people, they do this, blah, 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 blah. But one thing was hidden down there. He was mainly talking about hell. Patient. He said, look at these prophets. They are patient. That's why he didn't start from the first word to tell him, shut up. He said, they don't do that. This helm that he repeats so many times is something that is a part of that unexplainable stuff again. Why the prophet, they are patient with the people? Because they are, that's it. There is no logical stuff over there, somebody is winning something. No, they are kind. And this system they are working, they're trying, it works. Period. Ha, no. You logical fellow, you jump and say, does this work? Really? Yes. Okay, let's do it. It's not like that you accept it and suddenly you are that. We know that the patience here in a group is working and bringing everything together. So you should understand that, correct yourself, but your hope shouldn't be about yourself. your hope should be about these people. What do they do? What do they do? The Rumi is very famous. This one you cannot change it. He was a master. You know, he had the PhD, wasn't it? He had master and he was the dean and he was rich and everything was good. And all of that was nothing. He said, oh, I was dead, I became alive. And transformed. Then what? That transformation was 3 days, right? No, okay, they were 2 months together. So what? Then what? Then he gave up all those huge responsibilities, positions, and blah, 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 all of that. 17 years sitting down, dating this. For who? For us. He knew that he will die. He was 70 something old. Right? He was doing it for we. That's what it happens. This is strange. Ludwig von Beethoven should do this. Poor guy. To hear something from the music that he's making. But he cannot stop it. Because it's there. This is that stuff that we are talking about. Here he will say, oh, notice please, before we go to the next step, up to here, the prophets, the messengers, they are very patient. This is their habit, yes?
Behold the man drunken with that marvelous wine. The drunken man has begun to move crookedly like the queen. From that quick catching wine, the youth is falling in the middle of the road like an aged man. Especially this wine, which is from the jar of Balal, not the wine whereof the intoxication lasts one night. That from which at desert and in migration, the men in the cave lost their reason for 309 years.
Means what? Listen carefully. Suddenly the musicality will change in the poetry and he goes now to those blah, 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 to look for those delicate points that he wants to make. That's what? He said, listen, I'm talking about wine to you. What is it, wine for you? This wine I'm talking about is so strong that with the first glass you are drunk. And especially this one, because this one is the yesi. It's no or yes. There is some yes to this. Because I told you it's beyond the logic. Some feelings over there, is it? Especially this one, because this is the answer to yes. In you, there is someone who will say always yes or no, right? No. You always say no. You don't understand this yes that we said. This yes, this is a glass of wine that you drink and you're drunk for the rest of your life. That's what this passion is all about. Do you remember we are talking about those people who went in the mountain and became one in the mountain? Do you remember those fellows? Those fellows who were in the time of Dagianus and they were running away. They thought there was no other way to go. They went in the mountain, remember? And we made all that story for them to go a couple of hundred years later, come back and all that to what? For you to remember there was a dog over there. The doggy who accepted those people, he came out like a human being. That's what I want to talk about.